I couldn't do it without God, you know, and everything He's blessed me with, the people He's blessed me to be around. Just have a great, you know, team. Not just talking about my teammates, but the coaches, the equipment staff, trainers, really everybody who's been, you know, credit to this, y'all, everybody, really.
You guys said, really, since, I think, August, you and AJ, best tandem in the league. Does this validate it at all to you?
I think it's a little stepping stone to it. We've always believed anyway, like you just said, but this is, it puts a little validation to it. Now we're going to see when, you know, the All-Pro list comes out, stuff like that, see how that rides.
You told Deion Sanders, I think you and Jalen did early, not you and AJ, early, going to the Super Bowl. We're hearing a lot from these guys in the locker room this week. Pro Bowl's fine, we're focused on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You the same way, and what tells you this is a Super Bowl team? When did you know it?
You know, we always believed in each other throughout when we first got together way back when. And, you know, now other people are just starting to believe it as well. It's just starting to be a little buzz going on around about it. But, you know, I feel as some of my teammates got snubbed from the Pro Bowl, who could have easily been in. So, you know, I'm gonna keep playing my ass off. All the other guys will too. We're gonna keep grinding week in and week out, take it week by week. So, you know, that we can all play on the biggest stage there is. The Pro Bowl is definitely cool. It's a huge stage, a blessing. But the Super Bowl is the biggest stage, and we would like to be playing on that one soon.
You got some guys with some championship credentials in here. You and Telvin, obviously, from Florida State, Malik, maybe a couple other guys from the Super Bowl. Is that what you guys have brought, is that attitude that it's about championships?
Yeah. I mean, you know, in the past, I don't really like talking about the past, but, you know, this organization wasn't big on winning, so it was having a lot of early draft picks and, you know, some free agent money out there. And once you bring, you know, a lot of winners together, you're naturally going to start winning. And that's what, you know, the organization has done, bring a lot of winners together, that winning mentality, that winning culture around here. And we've all, you know, kind of collectively gelled together and changed this thing around.
Why did it switch and flip so quickly, the winning, the mentality part of it? It seems like culture changes would take time, but it didn't take any time here.
No, what did it take? I've been here 2 years. Some of the other free agents have been here 2 years. It took 2 years?
Yeah.
I think it was a long, last year was a long, long-ass year for us. You know, and we needed a few more additions, which we got this year in Calais and AJ and Church, Seven, Leonard, Cam. We just kept adding the winners. That's maybe all we needed. We needed them few extra pieces to put the whole puzzle together, you know, along with Coach Doug, Coach Coughlin. So, it's just a test to the whole team, really.
And then maybe a mindset change in terms of being a tough team on both sides, all every aspect?
You a dog at the end of the day. So it's people who, you know, we had dogs on the team last year. It's just we didn't have as many as we have now. So now we got more dogs. And like I just said, you keep putting all those guys together, and it's just going, that's what your team turns into.
Was there one person that was more fired up about this Pro Bowl than you, or someone text you that stood out this week? I know your dad, you talked to your dad a lot. I mean, was he jacked up or what?
Yeah, my dad was excited. I found out earlier, my agent had called me earlier during the day and let me know, and I had called AJ. Yeah, I had texted like Malik and Calais. Now Malik was crying. But yeah, my whole family was, they were super excited. My mom was, she was excited, hella excited for me. Brother. Yeah, really my whole support system.
Is it easier that you and AJ were both voted in as starters as opposed to one a starter, not a starter, one an alternate, not a, you know, like that thing?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a blessing to be there. It's going to be cool starting with AJ there if, you know, we're not in the Super Bowl. But, you know, Casey Hayward, that's my dude. Since I was like a little kid, you know, in middle school, and he was at Vanderbilt, that's been my dude since then. So happy for him, super excited for him. Keith Tlaib, never met him, but excited for him as well. And then, you know, some guys I looked up to. Pat Pete, of course, on the other side. I'll get to, you know, be around some elite, legendary type guys. But yeah, it's cool. It's just a blessing, man.
Jalen, you guys could actually clinch the division before your game starts if Tennessee loses. Do you want to know that result before you guys go out there? You would?
I would. I mean, why not? It won't affect how I play the game. I'm going to play the game how I plan on playing the game anyway, the best of my ability. But, yeah, if I know that, you know, we clinched the division, that's pretty cool. It might, you know, so y'all might think we might relax, but it might, you know, pump the team up to go harder. Like, I mean, we might be excited, so we might really go out there balling. You never know.
Is Goodwin any faster than some other guys? I mean, Doug talked like he was the fastest guy on the planet the other day. Is he a different than normal fast in this league?
Hell yeah.
how does that show up on tape? Is it really that noticeable?
Yeah. Man, watch.
I've watched him like twice.
And you couldn't tell? He the fastest man in football?
He's faster than Tariq Hill?
Yeah. That man is an Olympic Olympic sprinter, Olympic long jumper. Like, yeah, that man is fast. He ain't play fast.
So what kind of challenge is that for you of keeping up with him over the top?
Ain't no keeping up with him over the top. I'm just going to have to my technique going to have to be A1. I'm going to have to do a good job. I'm going to have to mix it up every now and then. I'm going to have to rely on my safeties at times. I'm just going to have to, you know, play my game, but that's what I'm doing this week. I'm preparing the best I can to be able to, you know, keep his speed in check during this game.
You love challenges. Is this a different challenge for you?
Yeah, it's definitely a different challenge. I've never played I played him last year when he was at Buffalo and did pretty decent on him. So I'm kind of hanging on that, seeing how that went for me, and hopefully I can be successful come Sunday.
Is Blake a dog? Yeah, I mean, the story
this
week's all
think?
Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, it's all Jimmy G. So should we be talking about Blake instead? Should people nationally be talking about Blake?
Yeah, I'm biased, of course. But yeah, I agree. But didn't he say something the other day? Like, if people think he trash, then he cool with it. We cool with it too. Cause he balling right now. So we cool with what he's doing. You know, we cool with the swag he's bringing right now. Yeah, he's showing a little dog in him, little pup. You know.
if you end up in Orlando, are you and AJ gonna need separate? AJ Green, gonna need separate locker rooms.
Next question.